True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If we need to break in, we will. Ian McNulty joins us right now. Good to have him back, who served his civic duty, jury duty last week. How you doing, Ian?
Tommy, I'm doing great. Sorry to miss you, but this is how much I value our audiences together and getting with your audience. I'm speaking to you from Europe. I'm on a little vacation, the time's lined up to check back in back home. So
good for you. Outstanding, and we appreciate it. We really do. I can't believe that. You're calling from Europe. That's amazing. Let's talk about, as we do a little table talk here, where you've been eating.
Sure. Well, I've been in Barcelona, Spain. So wrapped up a couple whirlwind days there, and it's a city that's special to me for the beauty of the architecture, mm-hmm. for the deep history, for the friendliness of the people, for the fantastic food. You know, it's that thing when you travel. And I know that people experience this in New Orleans all the time. You travel, and some of the best memories you take away are just the time you spend in these restaurants and bars, and just seeing how another culture expresses itself.
Can you hang on one second? I want to open the phone lines here at 504-260-1870. Text me the best, most memorable time you have ever had in a restaurant, and we'll share some of those stories. Go ahead, please.
Oh. That's great. I love that.
And I'll tell you mine after, but go ahead.
And then you start seeing these connections to back home, you know, like no matter, maybe this is a New Orleans thing because we are a different city. We're a city that's held on to more of the different cultural blends that have come through. You know, maybe we're a more European city in New Orleans than most others in the U.S. But, you know, even when you're transported on a vacation like this, I keep thinking back to home and like, ooh, would a tapas bar like this work in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. Or, boy, I'm sitting in this old restaurant. It's kind of giving me vibes of Antoine's back in the French Quarter. You know, even though you're half a world away, a lot of these cultural expressions come through. And it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. I've been posting a few updates on my Instagram account, Ian McNulty NOLA, so you can see the calories without actually absorbing them. But the good news is we've been walking a lot in between stops. But that was yesterday. And today I just arrived in Lisbon, Portugal, which has been a bucket list destination for mm-hmm. me for many years. Finally made it happen. And part of the inspiration, really, was back home in New Orleans, that new Portuguese restaurant that opened downtown, 34 Restaurant and Bar, one you and I have talked about in the past, mm-hmm. the latest from Emeril Lagasse and his son EJ Lagasse, celebrating their Portuguese roots. And so, like, right there in downtown New Orleans is this embassy of modern Portuguese cuisine. I became obsessed with it. I love the flavors. I love the traditions. I love the wines. And I thought, boy, if I'm getting all this from a restaurant that they opened in downtown New Orleans about their Portuguese heritage, what is the homeland like? Manifested from a bucket list to a ticket, and now a quite full itinerary after I hang up this call with you, Tommy, I'm going to say, boy, it was good to catch up with Tommy. I'm going to go right into some Vino Verde, a steak sandwich called a Prego, maybe a Bafana pork cutlet sandwich, and a whole lot of seafood that you can't get back home.
Bafana. It seems like something you would greet somebody with, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Where have you been eating in town?
Sorry?
Where have you been eating in town here locally for people that can't get to Barcelona?
Yeah, catch up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I, you know, we missed a week last week because, yeah, I got called in yet again.
Did you serve on a jury or not?
I was excused. They did not need my services after all. But they needed me in the pool, and, you know, I did my time in the pool, and hats off to the people who were chosen to serve.
Yep.
By the way, if you're serving jury duty and you need some recommendations of where to eat near the courthouse after you get cut for the day and you want to celebrate your relative freedom again, hit me up. I've got some for you.
You know, as a matter of fact, that brings me up to one of my favorite restaurant stories, which is I went with my dad and my brother. He had gotten a ticket and it was dismissed, and we went to Mandina's after and hung out at the bar, the old Mandina's, and celebrated for a while. So there you go.
Well, if you do get selected for a jury, you've got a better-than-average chance of having your lunch being catered by Mandina's. Mm-hmm. A little sideline that I've seen them do more than once or twice. The 12 angry men and women suddenly become the 12 very well-fed men and women, mm-hmm. With shrimp po' boys and gumbo and such for Mandina's. So, you know, silver linings abound. But back in New Orleans, back home, right? I've always got one side of my mind back home. Busy times, a new place in Lakeview that has captured a lot of attention. It's called Boil and Barrel. And the thing that most people have fixated on is that it's the latest from the guys who run Frankie and Johnny's, kind of the legendary boiled seafood spot uptown off of Chapultepec.
I knew the people that owned that place originally.
Oh, did you really? Okay, I have to emphasize, it's not Frankie and Johnny's 2.0. It's not the Lakeview version of Frankie and Johnny's, but same crew. They brought their same prowess with boiled seafood up to the 70124. It's on Harrison Avenue. It's where it's been a couple of things in the last few years, but most people will remember it for its lengthy haul as Mondo, Susan Spicer's restaurant. It was most recently a place called Outpost 45. It kind of looks the same inside, but they've spruced it up a bit. They've dialed in the menu. And what you have here, Tommy, is a modern New Orleans restaurant. So you got some seafood platters, you got a burger, you got a steak, you got a shrimp remoulade, but then with enough twists to make it kind of modern, stand out, a little different. There's a really good seafood pasta dish made with just a really simple tomato sauce and mussels and shrimp and crawfish. There's a steamed mussel on the menu underneath a pile of really crisp fries, McDonald's style, I say, with admiration. Mm-hmm. That's a compliment if you can imitate the McDonald's french fry. But most of all, boiled seafood. That obviously not on crawfish right now, and I wouldn't trust anyone who does. But mm-hmm. they do have blue crab, shrimp, and then, you know, the snow crab clusters that are brought in from wherever. That people love and that are delicious. They just don't happen to be local. But you've got a new boiled seafood place in Lakeview, and the other side of the name is called Boil and Barrel. The barrel refers to bourbon. This is a neighborhood restaurant with a major bourbon obsession, a very large collection. More, they say, is coming, and definitely a specialty if you sit at the bar in one of your and my favorites, Tommy, the old-fashioned cocktail,
mm-hmm.
But drawing from a very deep collection. So that's been fun to check out. There's more ahead, too. I spent some time down on the riverfront. New restaurant coming soon on Spanish Plaza that will have just a spectacular and very rare view of the New Orleans riverfront.
Yeah, tell me again about that. Slow down a little bit. That's at Spanish Plaza, and what is the name of it?
Yeah, that's not. It's right on Spanish Plaza. It's called Delacro. It's named after the fishing village down the parish.
Because when I was walking around the Super Bowl, I think I saw him constructing that. Did I not?
Yeah, it's been under construction for some time, okay. And it's, if you know where the ferry landing is, it's right there. It's just past the ferry landing by the aquarium. I think it was something like Lobster Mania beforehand. It was a lobster place, Bobby's, something along those lines. And it kind of had the look of a waterfront kind of tourist restaurant. It's now been transformed into an ode to fishing camps of, you know, down the bayou time.
But is it real?
And it's it feels real. It's not open yet, I must say. Right. I've done.
But you understand what I'm saying? Is it the real? Yeah. Is it Applebee's the version of Delacroix, or is it real New Orleans food here that we're talking about, or just some kind of by the water tourist thing? Just because.
Well,
put it
let me
out there.
Tell you a little bit more about it. Okay. They haven't served their first plate of you know real live food to customers mm-hmm. as of yet. They've been probably doing some previews this week though. But this is the latest from. BRG Hospitality, which is John Besh himself, who okay. is you know back out in front of this one, leading the tours and talking it up. And
so it's
if you know anything about John Besh? Yeah. The guy grew up in Slidell, very close to the Sportsman's Paradise heritage of Louisiana, and he is channeling a lot of that into this restaurant. His chef there, Wiley Lewis, Louisiana native, has spent a lot of time down in Southwest Louisiana with their family. Kind of near the south of Lafayette, that specific kind of quadrant. And their menu looks great. I mean, one of the things they told me is they're going to try to make Dobe sexy again, you know?
Really?
Dobe.
That's authentic?
Yeah.
That's about as authentic as you can get, not necessarily for a seafood restaurant, but it's going to be New Orleans food is what you're telling me with the John Besh touch, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And in a sweeping, epic view of the river, just the short amount of time I've spent there while it's been under development, just watching the ships cruise up and down the river, the view of Algiers Point and the bridge just upriver a bit. It's pretty spectacular and pretty and screamingly rare to have on the riverfront of New Orleans that people identify with, want to hang out on.
Amen.
Too many amenities.
Let me take a quick break, Ian. We got an update from CBS coming up on the arrest of the Charlie Kirk shooter. Then we'll be back with more on WWL. All right, here we go, doing some table talk with Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times, speaking of New Orleans Advocate, who joins us from Portugal. Do I have that right?
Lisbon, Portugal.
Lisbon, Portugal. What are you looking at right now? I shouldn't say that. You might be in a closet somewhere, but are you looking at out on the water or anything? Is Portugal a beautiful country?
From what I can tell of being in Lisbon for about an hour, it is absolutely gorgeous. It is a spaghetti of streets, all tangled alleys, lots of hills, lots of little cafes and restaurants and sights and smells and sounds. And yeah, I'm raring to dig into it all.
Boy, looking at it right now, it just seems like some awesome vistas with high roads that lead down to the water and beautiful views and so forth. You lucky son of a gun, you.
Yeah. Very hilly. They have a specific thing here, Tommy, called Miradouros, which are literally translates views of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these vista points, these scenic overlooks all throughout the city, is the city of hills. And, you know, in some other places, perhaps America, rich people would have all that property for views from their private homes. And here they are carved out for public use to be like, no, this view belongs to you. Look at this amazing, spectacular vista of gold. And that's a major feature along the city. However, my view will soon be very highly focused on scallops on the half shell with the roe intact, something I cannot find anywhere in the U.S.
Roe would be eggs or not?
Yeah, the egg. Okay. Yeah. This big deep orange curl of roe around the familiar shape of the scallop that unfortunately gets shucked and done away with before they make it to us through processing.
Well, that's a shame.
But not here.
And that's fresh out of the water, right?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sandwiches in our future and the pastis de nata, the little egg tarts that are everywhere around Portugal and that are going to be a daily ration here once we get into it. But again, I will, from when we started talking about this, I mean, one of the reasons I'm here was the inspiration of seeing a Portuguese restaurant emerge in downtown New Orleans, 34, and, you know, refreshing my love affair with the cuisine of this country and deciding to go on the dig a full circle, going a deep dive for it.
Mm-hmm. Did you drive or I'm just kidding. Let's talk about some of the listener questions that are coming in. Somebody wants to know, this is an interesting question. their child has a very special day coming up in high school, and they want to celebrate by going to a restaurant and having nothing but desserts for dinner. I don't think we've ever gotten that text before. Anything like
no,
that?
No, I love this, though.
I do, too.
No, I love this.
Hopefully nobody's diabetic.
Yet.
Yet, yes.
It could be.
Exactly.
Crash course.
That's your status in New Orleans, either diabetic or about to become diabetic with all the food we have. Well, Commander's Palace, I thought about that, but you'd have to work in reverse order. You would have to order the bread pudding souffle first, right? Or what?
Well, sure. That would be the dessert for your desserts. So, all this is on the table. This is unconventional, but you can just tell them even when you're making the reservation, are there any special requests? You bet there is. We're coming just for dessert. So we're going to start with the praline parfait. We're going to have there's a whole list of desserts that they can fill the table with when they do a special dinner for, the chef's tasting menu, say. They used to call it dessert storm, or it would all converge at once on the table, and suddenly the table is filled with desserts. That's a possibility. But, the queen of Creole desserts there, the bread pudding souffle, that takes a little while. And one of the things I love about restaurant culture, there is somebody whose job it is, this guy or gal, just to make those bread pudding souffles all day, all night long. And that's, that's going back to like a medieval level of artisan skill, like your neighborhood blacksmith, your neighborhood cobbler, your neighborhood creator, maker, tender of white chocolate bread pudding souffles. These things persist in restaurants. So that will come out later, 30 minutes after you've been dispatching all these these desserts. Then the queen of desserts will come out to wrap it up. And I think that's a solid call right there. And that's a very celebratory place that will take the assignment. They will play that up for sure. And they know what they're doing there. What they're doing is making a memory for that young person and for that family through their restaurant and through their specialties.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And when a restaurant gets a chance to do that, they usually do backflips in order to do it.
I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but Garden Room Table 40 would be the ideal table if you wanted one.
Okay, that's
all right.
The one.
Yeah, that's the one, I'm telling you. Let's talk about other places. Some other people are texting in about other places to have dessert that would be not comparable to Commander's Palace, but not in the New Orleans area.
Okay, so
like a Metairie thing? Yeah, they're talking about Metairie, I think they're talking about, or maybe even North Shore.
Okay. I take what you're meaning. Yeah, Sucre is great for this, and Sucre has a location up in Covington now. And in Gretna, it's Amore? It's an Italian dessert shop. There are these specialized dessert shops where they may do a few other things here or there, but really what they're talking about is you're coming in for dessert. It's not dessert is not the thing tacked on at the end. Dessert is the order of the day. That's what you're there for. and, you know, trust the special teams. I know we're going backwards now, back into New Orleans, but, you know, the place that set the mold for that in our area, Andrew Bacados.
Yep.
The reason why my Venezia's restaurant right down the block doesn't sell a single dessert, because everybody just goes to Venezia's to get takes their leftovers, which are inevitable, and walks one block down to Angelo Bracato's.
I swear to goodness, the last time I was in there on a Saturday night, they had at least half the people had boxes from Venezia's.
Tommy, I did a story about this one time. That is the most Italian block in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You know, Central Grocery is holding the legacy of the old French Quarter Italian district together, of course. There are other spots with a lot of Italian restaurants, you know, this great strip mall Italian restaurants in Metairie. But the one block between Venezia's and Angelo Bracato's, Carrollton Avenue in Mid-City, I think is the most Italian stretch in New Orleans. And one time I was out just walking my dog in the evening, and I just noticed something. Okay, to be honest, I stopped at the Red Door for a Go Cup drink while on the dog walk because they had dog treats and a water bowl, so dog spray hand. And I'm susceptible to those things. So as the dog was having a drink and I was having a drink next to him, I just watched these people walking in packs of families, the grandkids out in front and the grandparents a little bit slower behind, boxes of food in hand. And what were they going for? More food. They were stuffed to the gills with pasta and a really good steak, by the way, at Venezia's, and pizza and eggplant Vatican. And then they were making their way over for gelato and for cookies and for pastries with Angelo Bracato, because tradition and making a night of it. And that's one of the classic examples of the one block date night, that, you know, the two course date night, put it on the heel and toe and make an outing out of it. So yeah, I know the request was for North Shore and Metairie, whatever, but that is the essence of that. That tradition lives there.
Last time I was in there, I talked to Arthur Bracato for about a half an hour, and I told him I want to have him on, because I think everybody's got a story, and I think that's one hell of a story, because that bakery goes back, what, 100 years? How long?
More than that. 1905 was the opening, and they were on my mind around the Katrina anniversary.
I didn't say I was good at math.
Yeah, but it's a great example of a place that, like, you know, 2005, they celebrate their 100-year anniversary. It was a big deal. And then Katrina happens and throws the rest of their future in doubt. And it took an entire year, but they came back. You know, as we're thinking back of the 20th anniversary of all this, that was just when the clock started. Now the recovery is unspooling your mind. And a year later, that fall of 2005, right around now-ish, maybe it was around the same time the Saints were coming back, that first glorious game back in the Dome, and this was the time, 20 years ago, Angelo Bracato's reopened, and I'll never forget the scene of all those people lined up down the block, which was not in great shape. I mean, a year on, Mid-City was still epically ruined, and here was this delightful little ice cream parlor coming back and saying, yes, we're doing this again. We're back for New Orleans. And people were lined up as if it was a Hollywood film premiere. And it was a stirring moment I'll never forget. All for, not just for gelato, there's plenty of places to go fill your belly with ice cream, but for having a neighborhood institution like that.
Well, and all kind of Italian baked specialties. And I was going to ask you, what was your favorite thing to get at Bracato's?
Oh, I'm a sucker for their pumpkin gelato, because when they start serving their seasonal pumpkin gelato, I know fall can't be far off, might even be here. The Saints are probably inching towards their bye week. The holidays are ahead. The good times are rolling. We made it through another year, and all that's wrapped up in a cup of pumpkin gelato for me, Tommy.
I got to go with the cassatini, which is a small cassata cake, and whenever I order a cassata cake, they know who it is that's ordering it from there. And if y'all have never had this, to me, this is the most delicious bite you will ever have. It's like cheesecake and cannoli combined, and I can't even describe how they make it, but it is just delicious. A cassatini, which is a small cassata cake, and I don't have to advertise for Bracato's because they got all the business they can handle, but man, it's green with a little white circle in the middle and a cherry on top, and I would suggest that. Ian, somebody wants to know about a great hibachi place. Somebody else is looking for a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay. Hibachi, I'm going to send you to Shogun in Metairie. It's a place I recommend all the time for the sushi. And but when you walk in, the first thing you see are the hibachi counters, and those don't always go hand in hand. Either you're doing a really you know, fun, loud, family-friendly, chop-chop, hibachi kind of thing, or you're really serious about your sushi. Shogun happens to be a place that does both. There's another one in Mid-City that I would give, I would recommend. It's, it used to be in a, it used to be a Little Tokyo. It's on Carrollton. It's right down the street from Angelo Percato's. It's called...
The Spoke of the Wheel, Angelo Percato's.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. This one is, lost it. It's, I know the Japanese name. It's the Japanese name for roe. Ikura. Ikura, that's what it is.
Okay.
Ikura. I don't even know the Japanese word for it, not what the ingredient's supposed to be. But Ikura is on Carrollton Avenue at Bienville. That would be a really good hibachi place, too. But Shogun, I think, I'm sticking with my first pick on that one because you could also get just really top-notch sushi from the sushi bar if you want to go both ways with hibachi and sushi.
And you got Brazilian Steakhouse.
Brazilian Steakhouse. We lost the local ones. We had a run there where we had actually good Brazilian steakhouses, just family-run local places that cropped up. Guess what? After Katrina, when the Brazilian population surged, Fogo de Chao is the chain on Canal Street, which is fine, and that's the one I think of. That's the one I think of when I, you know, from those old in-flight magazines. Anywhere you're flying, you'd open up an in-flight magazine. There are inevitably be ads for Brazilian steakhouses in whatever city you're going to. It's like the businessmen going out for steak kind of thing. But if you're looking for something South American style with steak that's kind of a little more like run by local guys, Brasa Steakhouse in Old Metairie and also downtown across from Harrah's Casino. That's not the, you say Brazilian steakhouse, the guys coming around with the skewers of meat and sort of the endlessness of it all. This is more just, this is the South American love of steak distilled to an actual steakhouse format. And then, of course, La Boca, downtown the Warehouse District, just for South American steak.
Ian McNulty, where are you off to next in Lisbon or after Lisbon?
Back to Lisbon, taking a train to the Portuguese coast to a city called Porto to try to drink all of the port they'll serve us. Then back to Barcelona, and then back to the promised land, back to New Orleans, back to back home, back at it, tan, rested, hopefully 5 pounds fatter of crab fat.
It is a tough life, but somebody has to live it. Ian McNulty, thanks for putting yourself out there for all of us. Thank you.
It's goals. I'm telling you, it's just hashtag goals over here, living it up.
There
but
you
great
go.
To be back with you, Tom. I don't like to miss 2 weeks of time for you. So back at it next week, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
You got that right. Thank you, Ian. Safe travels, Ian McNulty. Table Talk. He covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. When we come back, we'll get some weekend winners for you with JR from Take in Vegas, 940, 20 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.